It's so great that people had questions about anxiety and fear because it is my favorite subject. And that's a really good deal for me because I've had a lot of it. And I've done, you know, many things for many years trying to get rid of it. And to come to a teaching where there is absolute support available in all different kinds of ways, as many ways as you know, as are possible. You know, whether it's writing or reading or hearing or communicating with the teachers, coming to the teachings, the calls, the classes that are available. I'll tell you what, it took all of that for me. Because I was pretty anxious. Like waking up every single morning, anxious. And you know, usually I could get it together with some antidotes by, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning, you know, so it wouldn't continue on, but you know, like every single morning. And what happened with that anxiety was with this incredible teaching of short moments, which anybody can do, even anxious and fearful people, for a short moment at a time. And what happened eventually was just the riding the tsunami wave, you know, from on top rather than from the bowels of being thrown about and that, but you know, really fully experiencing the anxiety. And you know, there and I could be with it for short moments at a time, and the rest of the time I was just plain anxious. And then I would, then, you know, all of a sudden there would be resting again and just seeing the absolute clarity and solemnity and calmness in the midst of this. But sometimes just plain feeling anxious, just plain feeling anxious. But one day I noticed that, and of course, you know, this anxiety, it starts, it hangs around for a while, and then it resolves. You know, and what was discomforting yesterday, today is not. So, I mean, that just really is the fact of the matter. That really is what happens in our daily lives and in our experience and in life itself. And when we, for short moments, just in a really uncontrived way, relax and feel the spacious ease with which everything arises in. And it's not something that we have to make ourselves, you know, understand or, you know, hold to a concept about. It's just, that's why short moments works, because it is completely uncontrived. Now we may go back into, you know, focusing on the anxiety the next moment, but just, we just relax again and again. We so limit ourselves in thinking that it needs to be a certain way, or having an expectation that anything needs to be a certain way. And it is, once you relax with that, I mean, it is just like the world is your oyster. It's just everything is available. Everything is available. And it's so much more freeing. It's so freeing to be able to relax in the midst of anxiety around money, around worth, around you know, what you're doing with your life, or how you're being in your relationships. It's so great that when this anxiety arises, there's this open perception that is always, always available. It's always available because it is the basis of who we are. All of this stuff is like the breeze and air. The air contains all of these, all form, all the spaciousness of all our experience, of all of our perceptions. And when we relax into that broader, more spacious view, there is just so much more available. And naturally, we don't even have to contrive. You know, you just find yourself responding in a completely new way, a way that has never been experienced or thought up or even imagined before.